From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Tuesday, March 19th. In the wake of multiple massive wildfires, some property insurance companies have severely raised their rates or withdrawn from California altogether. A new proposal would create a method of calculating rates aimed at both bringing back those companies and creating more affordable policies. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
Normally, insurance companies use data from the past to decide their rates. But as climate change affects the number and severity of disasters like wildfires, that method has become outdated. Last week, the California Insurance Commissioner proposed a regulation letting insurance companies set their rates based on catastrophe modeling. That's when companies look at projected future models of natural disasters that factor in things like climate change. The hope is these models would help companies accurately assess risk and encourage them to return to areas they may have withdrawn from. That could also lower prices through increased competition.
I'm very pleased that the Insurance Commissioner is seeing that this is a real problem.
That's Ron Lassonde, mayor of the town of Paradise, which was destroyed in the 2018 Camp Fire. He says he regularly hears from residents who can't rebuild due to lack of insurance or are unable to afford their increased rates. While Lassonde is hopeful about the proposal, he says it isn't perfect.
The issue with the catastrophe model is each insurance company could have their own model, and it's a black box. And so the consumers may be told, oh, this is your price, without knowing why it's that price.
Lassonde also hopes the area's continued fire hardening and fuel mitigation projects will be reflected in the models and hopefully lower prices further. Catastrophe modeling is already used in the state for earthquake losses and fires following earthquakes. The proposed regulation would extend that to cover wildfire, flooding, and terrorism. The Department of Insurance will hold a workshop on April 23rd to take input from the public before starting the process of submitting the regulation for approval. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
Residents of senior mobile home parks in Chico have another shot at seeing their rent stabilized. Rent stabilization puts limitations on how much rent can be increased over time. The Chico City Council will discuss this and other items at its meeting tonight. The issue of rent stabilization has been a hot potato between city departments this year. The City Council heard from residents of Pleasant Valley Mobile Estates in January after they received 30% rent increase notices, although that hike was later lowered to 10%. After a long discussion at January's meeting, council members voted to send the issue to the city's Internal Affairs Committee for guidance and recommendations. The issue stalled after not receiving enough support from committee members. Now, without the advice city council members were hoping for, the issue is back up for discussion. Also on the agenda is a proposal to clarify how the city uses settlement funds from the Fire Victim Trust. The city does not want those funds to overlap with or jeopardize other forms of funding it receives. Councilors will also weigh a proposal that would allow alcohol at private events in the city's downtown plaza. The meeting is open to the public and will begin at 6 in the evening. And at Oroville City Council tonight, councilors will consider increasing fees on new development to help fund the Feather River Recreation and Park District. The fees would be used to fund new park and recreation facilities to keep up with the growing population. According to the Chico Enterprise Record, developer fees would increase by more than triple the current rates over 8 years for newly built homes. The city's impact fees to fund the park district haven't been adjusted since 2003. According to the paper, some councilors argue the proposed increases are too high and might discourage developers from building in Oroville. The council meeting begins at 6 this evening. And in other news, a recent proposal by state regulators would delay the implementation of new rules mandating more water conservation. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports.
The new rules would reduce residents' water use 14% by 2035. Now regulators want to delay their implementation by 5 years. According to the Associated Press, water suppliers would be held responsible for achieving the reductions in residents' water use. To do this, they would need to educate customers about ways they can conserve. If that doesn't work, they would be able to raise rates to discourage excessive water use. Water suppliers support a delay in implementing the new rules. They say it will take time for customers to adjust to the new requirements. Critics argue water companies will instead devote their resources to developing new water supplies, such as desalination, as opposed to stressing conservation. The State Water Resources Control Board will decide on the issue later this year. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeVall.
Finally, the Sacramento City Council today will discuss a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Cap Radio's Sacramento government reporter Kristen Lamb explains how the city got to this point.
Mayor Daryl Steinberg is bringing the resolution forward after he blocked a Gaza ceasefire proposal by council members Mai Vang and Katie Valenzuela in January. He said their draft was too one-sided. Omar Al-Tamimi is an advocacy coordinator for the Local Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE. He says the new ceasefire resolution is a compromise.
Not every single person in the Muslim community, not every single person in the Jewish community will agree to every single thing that's in that resolution, but they'll all find something that they can agree with and something that they can support.
The draft resolution calls for a permanent bilateral ceasefire. It also says the city denounces both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. Sahar Razavi is the director of the Iranian and Middle Eastern Studies Center at Sacramento State. She says the crisis abroad brings up controversy locally.
It's about what's happening in Sacramento, the complexities of the communities that are trying to come together, and the issues that those communities are raising with each other, and the desire to have mutual acknowledgement and a kind of co-created sense of community safety.
The council resolution needs a two-thirds vote to pass. Kristen Lamb, Cap Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, March 19th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.